Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
And is working through us and is working around us for us. Amen. He's for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the theme for the month we've been on is what? Soar. So whose mind is already shifting to the soaring? Whose mind? Because honestly, our greatest limitation is in our minds. It's in our minds. Scripture says, as a man thinketh. As a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. So the question is, what are we thinking? There's a reason God had to ask Abraham to go look at the stars. Amen? Hallelujah. There was a reason he asked him, go look at the stars. He said, to create a picture, see something. He says, look at the sands and the seashore. These are the things you know you can't count. Hallelujah. So as you are seeing these things, as you are beholding these things, it begins to create a shift in your mind, and then you can be what the Lord has spoken about you. So God cannot say you're a great person and all you see is everything but greatness. Hallelujah. You can't become it. You can't become it. Amen. We only become when we are beholding, when we are seeing, when we are thinking. Glory to God. So ask somebody, what are you thinking? Are you thinking failure? Or are you thinking success? Hallelujah. Praise God. So today, they asked me what's the topic. I said, I'm still thinking about it. Amen. Anyway, soaring beyond limits, making eternal impact, making eternal impact, yes, or making lasting impact, bearing fruits that last. All of them are my topic. Praise the Lord. Soaring beyond limits, making eternal impact. Glory to Jesus. So the first thing I want to speak on that the Lord has been stirring my heart. Actually, it's a word for me and a word for us as a church. But please put Isaiah 40, verse 31. That's been the scripture for us. So the first thing I'd be talking about is intimacy, the first step to impact. Intimacy, the first step to impact. It says, but those... Can you put it in NKJV? Thank you. New King James, please. Thank you. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So I was just thinking on the scripture again. You know how that's when you meditate on scriptures, the Holy Spirit begins to bring other scriptures to you. So he said to me again, Daniel 11:32b, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And they shall do what? Exploit. Does it seem like this scripture? Suddenly I saw like they are the same thing. Say, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They that know their God shall be strong. They will soar, they will mount up with wings like the eagle. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. The same way they will do exploits. Hallelujah. I started to think about it. So waiting on the Lord, what does it mean to know the Lord? You know, that word in that scripture, Daniel 11:32b, they that know their God, it's not just the way I would say, I know Benjamin, or I know this person. I know somebody that I maybe, I just know this person. It's not like intellectual knowledge of something, or I know maths, or I know physics, or I know business. It's not that intellectual knowledge. You know, when you look at the root word and the root meaning of that, you see that is experiential knowledge. It is, you know, literally how a man would know his wife. Praise the Lord. How a man, you know, how Bible says the same word, the same Hebrew Greek word that says, and Abraham knew his wife, Eve, is the same here. The same way Adam, that's what the Bible says though. Did I say Abraham? Sorry. The same way the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife Eve, right? That same root word is what is here. Am I still making a mistake? Okay, thanks. So the same root word, ginosko, knowing beyond the surface, knowing beyond the mind. So imagine knowing God the deep of it. So you will imagine that will be said of Daniel, a man that the Bible says prays morning, afternoon, and night. So apparently, if you're going to call Daniel, you will check your time. So he so prayed and stayed in touch with God that everybody knew his timing. So everybody knows that if you call him by three, he won't answer. He won't pick. He will be praying that time. Everybody knew his schedule. That if you called him by this time in the morning, so it means that he will come to work. As soon as it's that time, you take permission. Just give me a moment. You will go home to pray. Everybody knew his schedule. How did I know? It's clear in scripture now. When they began to plot, they knew the time he would be praying. And they came at that time. Because this is something he had done for a very long time. So imagine that level of consistency. Imagine that level of devotion to God. That is why he can do the exploits he did across three kings. He was relevant across three kings. That's impact. And today we are still learning from what he did. But you see, somebody can be in church and you get a call and you quickly be running outside. Hello, 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 hello. I'm in church. K4. What is it? You will literally run out. You know, you need to take a quick call while in church. How much more when you're at home? How much more when you're at home? I mean, we come to a place where we see as holy ground, right? And then you can even tell me, you wouldn't do it in church. Like, they're seated. Send that test. In church, you have to pick it. So for somebody, if I get a call Monday morning, it's urgent. Sunday morning is very urgent. The person needs my attention. I don't expect any call. If anybody calls me, it's most likely from church. And they want to ask me something, remind me something. That's it. I can't remember the last time I got a call from anybody, especially my family. I can't remember. I will not pick. Do you understand? If I pick a call while in church, maybe the person is supposed to preach or lead something. I'm looking for you. Where are you? I can't do that. Sometimes when you're calling, I don't even know. I will invite somebody, they're calling me. I don't even know. A man will pray morning, afternoon, and night. The Lord is saying to us that this season of sorrowing is a season of intimacy with him. So we're not getting excited. Yes, we're sorrowing. Yes, we are. But much more than that, we are taking root downwards. So I was just thinking about it. I mean, what kind of life would a man have in this age where we're so busy? If we can have a time where somebody knows if you call him by this time, he won't pick. You can't even reach him by this time. Hallelujah. There are people that if their phone is off, they will literally feel that they're about to die. Like, they'll start palpitating, anxiety. If you're not in your shop, hey, all the customers in the world are finished fast. Hey, today, all the money I will have got. Hey, Jesus, today. They that know their God. They that know their God. You read the scripture in Acts where the Bible says that Peter and John were preaching and they were looking at them. And the Bible says they took note that these ones have been with Jesus. Jesus was no longer there, remember? You remember? Jesus had already ascended to heaven. And they were preaching. And the Bible says the people who didn't know God, the unbelievers around, took note that these ones have been with Jesus. I've told this story here again and again. A woman that works in a bread factory, and she came to a shopping mall to buy groceries. And she was shopping. You know, people around were like, fresh bread is smelling. What's smelling here? Smelling like fresh bread. And, you know, she had gotten used to it. So when people do that, she doesn't, it's not fresh bread, it's me. I work in a bread factory, you know, because you smell like where you have been. Hallelujah. You smell like where you have been. You smell like where you have been. That's where she is. So if you are living in a place where they are doing narcotics, you'll be smelling like, you know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you are with Jesus, think about it. Moses spent how many days? 40 days on Mount Sinai. When he came down, they took note that he had been with God. No, it is not. No, I'm just coming from God, though. No, they took note. They were saying, don't come close. Stay there. Please. Oh, no, we can't even behold your face. Why? They took note. It is our season where people will begin to take note that we have been with Jesus. So we come to church, we lift up holy hands, we're empowered, we're equipped, we go back home to be with Jesus. So the next time you come to your office, they take notes. Hallelujah. They take note. The next time you lift your hands, I have something to say, I have something to contribute, they take note. This one has been with Jesus. Glory to God. They that know their God. I want that word to sink into us. You see, we will not know God by coming to church only on Sundays. Say amen to that. Do you believe that? Oh, you won't. You will not know God by tuning online and lying on your bed and sleeping half the service. You won't. Oh, you won't. Morning, afternoon, night. I mean, I started to think about it. What devotion? I mean, he had valid excuses. No, he was a busy person. I'm saying he's advising kings. He was advising kings, right? He was working. He's not a full-time minister. He was working. And he could pray consistently such that men can determine where he would be at that time, at what time. They said, we know his time of prayer. Let's go this time. We'll catch him. And they got there and they did what? They found him doing it. The place of knowing the Lord is a place of impact. There is no impact without knowing God. Why? He's the one that knows what he has called you to do. He's one that knows the extent he has prepared and he has proposed for you to go. So you won't know how far until you are being with God. And you are being with God. Glory to Jesus. Scripture says in Mark chapter 3 verse 14, he says, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him. First of all, did you see that? That they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. Who wants to do exploits? Who wants to do impact? I mean, you wake up and they say, you now have a multi-billion dollar company. You are the CEO. Would you feel good about it? Like, That's it. You wake up and you're now the next big thing. I don't know what to say, but you know, you are just that thing that is in your head that is big. You're now that. Hallelujah. You'll be happy, right? You'll be like, yeah, I'm living my fulfilled dream. But you see, many people don't ever get there because, especially as Christians, because of course people get to different places in different ways, but especially as a Christian, you don't get to where God has purposed for you to get to because you are everywhere but in his presence. You are thinking you will do all that he has put in your heart to do without him or by a sandwich good morning Jesus prayer. You know what is good morning Jesus prayer? You don't know? Manos, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Inaga. Very fast. You don't take your time to talk to God. You see, again, this scripture in Philippians 4:6 came to me. I mean, let's open it. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, but by prayer. Okay, yeah, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Now, look at this scripture now. It says, but in everything, by prayer. See that? Supplication. Thanksgiving. So supplication, is it not a kind of prayer? Amen? Supplication, is it not prayer? It's prayer. When you're giving thanks, is it prayer? So why would he say prayer? And then go ahead to say supplication. And then go ahead to say thanksgiving. When everything is also talking about prayer. So he could have just said prayer, let your request be made known to God. Did you see that? So in other words, I could interpret this to say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by talking to God, do you see that? By staying with God, by listening to God, and supplication. The supplication is making a direct request. You're not asking, Lord, I want my rent. Lord, I want my children's school fees. You're making a direct supplication, a direct request. Lord, save my, heal my mom. You know, direct request. Then, with thanksgiving. Because prayer is not just about asking. Amen? Prayer is not just about making requests. So when it says by prayer, it's saying by that communication with God. By that communication with God. A lot of Christians are anxious, worried. You know, it just came to me. See, you can quote the scripture that God says you should not be worried 1,000 times and still be worried. And still be anxious. The reason is simple. You need to be with him. The ability not to worry flows from God. God doesn't worry, does he? Think about it. When you know God in the way he wants us to know him, and you know him in his power, in his ability, in his being the Almighty God, what can you fear? Do you get that? What can you fear? I mean, when you see some children who their fathers are brigadier general, I mean, I went to command. So, there's the attitude. There's the you can do me nothing attitude. They have. Your father is a brigadier general. You'll be walking like this. Some of them are even very, very naughty, very rude because you're a teacher. You're a civilian. What do you want to say? They have that attitude. I'm saying there's the boldness. There's the boldness. And that is what those men saw in James and in Peter and John. Scripture says this. So when they saw their boldness, they took note that they have been with Jesus. That is why the Bible says the righteous shall be bold as a lion. Because the righteous are the people who take their righteousness from God. The nature of God is rubbing off on them. The righteous nature of God is rubbing off on them. The life of God is rubbing off on them. You will be bold. You will be bold. You will be bold. Glory to God. Why it all stems from a place of intimacy. A place of knowing God. A place of knowing God. So exploit is guaranteed. Amen. Do you understand? Exploit is guaranteed. The question is, who can wait upon the Lord? Who will want to be with Jesus? Not once a week. Oh yeah, I went to church today. It was a powerful service. Very powerful. The preacher was on fire. Ah, today, the best service in the year. And that's it. That's it. That's it. By Tuesday, what was the topic? You can't remember. You are thinking about it. Jesus is calling you and I say, come be with me. I'm sending you. But if you don't come be with me, you will get hurt on the way. There are many things we've started and failed because we didn't be before going. There are several things that have hurt us because we didn't be before going. See, God tells people don't enter that bus. God tells people don't go out today. Yes, he does. He does. Sometimes you just slap a bus and stand there. And as soon as he stops, just hear it. Not this one. You know they will abuse you, but you say, Ade magazine, I'm not going. Shall I be going? No problem. Thank you. Be going. Why? A person is in tune with the Spirit of God. There are many things that happen to us that shouldn't happen. I'm not saying that the wrong things don't happen to believers, but I'm saying that there are so many that shouldn't have happened at all. You will know. You will be prepared. You will know. Calling you to be with him. Be with him. Be with him. Be with him. Impact doesn't start on the stage. Say amen. I was saying earlier, there are things in your mind you want to achieve. You want to be, you know, make impact in different ways. As a believer, if you're not desiring to make impact, I'm looking for a light way to say it. Bosha, you're not being like Jesus. Amen? Jesus' life was about impact. Don't you think so? I mean, even till today, he's still making impact, right? We see how people come into the knowledge of God, getting saved, being changed, being transformed. That's everlasting impact. That's eternal impact. But you see, he didn't start in the open. It didn't start the day his ministry, in quotes, started. Hallelujah. So many of us, we want to do impact, want to make impacts, change lives, to do great things for God, start great ministries, bless many lives. But the truth is that it's not going to start on the stage. It won't start the day they gave you a mic. Sometimes when you have an idea, I want to go and buy a mic. Let me go and buy, I will have something to say. Well, you see, when an idea comes, the next thing that should follow is inside the room. The secret place. When thoughts, when ideas, you're into business, something drops on your heart. See, the next thing is to go back to God. Go back to the secret place. Glory to God. You know, after, I don't want to forget this, but after the All Believers Prayer Convention, I want you to make up your mind to go on a retreat. Praise the Lord. You know, Saturday, Friday is our All Believers Prayer Convention. You remember? Glory to God. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we are going to be being with God here. After we are done here, you go and continue being with God. We are going to start fasting that Monday. Praise the Lord. At the church, and I want you to take it very personal. Fasting from Monday till Saturday. Saturday, we're going to close it in church here. I want you to make up your mind to commit to God. Listen, there are things God wants to tell you. Question is, are you listening? Are you waiting to hear what he has to say? Are you waiting to hear what he has to say? You may be very good at something. You know, one scripture the Lord has put in my heart, and this season after, since we've been praying for the All Believers Prayer Convention, is that scripture where he talks about that Peter and his brothers were fishing, and, you know, Jesus came, he wanted to use their boat. But anyway, the part I'm going is that he said to them, launch into the deep, cast your nets, for a good car. And they said to them, we've toiled all night. Now, I'd like to say, these are professionals. They are professionals. They were professionals. Not so. It wasn't like it was the first day they were trying their hands on fishes. So they know what it means that when they were toiling, they were doing what they knew to do. It wasn't trial and error. They were doing things they have proved. Things they have tested and proved for years. Suddenly this time it didn't work. All night. No fish. So Master, we've told all night. What did he say? At your word. At your word. At thy word. Where do you hear the word? By being. Where that place where you are being. That place where you are being. Hallelujah. God can tell you things. I've shared this story, but I won't share it in details here. In midweek service, when I was talking about this chair, when the men gave their thanksgiving, they came with one chair. You remember? If I told you the story of how that chair came about, you wouldn't believe it. I never imagined that it would serve that purpose. You wouldn't believe it. But it was an express instruction. Do it. It felt like, only one. Praise the Lord. God is good. When you stay in a place of knowing, there are instructions he will give you. He will ask you, how did you know? Oh, how did you know? How did you know that this will happen? How did you come about this? God is calling us. TCC, come up hither. Come to that place of knowing me. Make appointment and keep it. Hallelujah. Make appointment and keep it. If you have an appointment with all your clients, the big shots in your industry, you will never miss it. You will be there on time. Sir, I'm already there. You send this quiet. How's it called? Gentle reminder. But God has been reminding you since last month. You are not reminded. You have not even appeared. Lord, I'll come. He's been giving you gentle reminder. You're waiting for God's reminder. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Intimacy with God is the foundation for lasting impact. Jesus is calling us to be with Him. See, like I said, sorry, this can't do it. Try this, it's working. Let me go and try it. Mr. B tried that it's working. Let me go and try it. But they that know their God, that is for you, a Christian. They that know their God. You know, one scripture that came alive to me, there are things that got me. In fact, right now, I'm very blessed. I'm very joyful. There are things that started to stress me. So I was so stressed. I said, God, I love this. I was stressed. Well, you see, the word of God works. The word of God is alive. It is active. God started to teach me something. You see, we focus so much on the 80 and producing 20. And He, as God, can give you the strategies for 20 that will produce 100. Hallelujah. So most of them were running around trying to get things done. And we are worn out. You're overwhelmed. You know how Jesus said to Martha, you are troubled by so many things. Plenty of things are piercing you. You are worried about so many things. Many believers, many of us are worried about so many things God didn't send us. Just stay with me. I will give you the secret to the 20 I've called you to do. And that 20 is what will produce 100 you are running around looking for. That is why the scripture says, seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. The 20, in quotes, you know what I'm talking about. You know how I'm in 20, the 20. And every other thing will be added. They that know their God. They that know their God. They that know their God. What's that scripture? It's in my head, but that scripture that talked about if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is at work, it dwells in you, it says it will do what? It will quicken your mortal body. It will give vitality to your mortal body. And I realized suddenly, you get tired because you're not being. Because if you're being with the source of strength, you have the Spirit of God on your inside, vitalizing, giving vitality to your mortal body. Yes, it is perishing, but you can't be tired all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because that same Spirit, even when you've done those things you're called to do, it is quickening it. It is quickening it. You're supposed to be tired, but no, you're not tired. But the Word gives life. So recently, I wake up by 3 a.m. I'm still feeling like I've slept all night. The Word gives life. The Word gives vitality. It strengthens. The place of knowing God is a place of strengthening. The place of being with God is a place of strengthening. It's in the place of intimacy that the Lord gives us assignment. That's where He gives assignment. Too many people want to work for God without working with God. But you see, in this kingdom, fellowship precedes function. Glory to God. Fellowship precedes function. Even Jesus, in Luke chapter 6, I believe verse 12 and 13, when he was going to choose his disciples, his apostles, the Bible says he prayed all night. In the morning, he called his disciples and out of them chose 12. Do you understand? Out of them chose 12. He prayed all night. And a preacher said he prayed all night, chose 12, still chose Judas. How much more a person that didn't pray at all? Do you get? Do you understand? That's why we meet all manner of people. See, there are people you have fired, you were not supposed to fire them. There are people you fired, you had asked the ghost, he would have told you, don't fire this person. See what you should do about it. There are people you employ, you had no business employing. Do you understand? He can help you employ people. The people that will help you in that company, in that assignment he gave you. Think about it. If he gave it to you, he will provide the people, the hands you need. But we don't have the time to wait. We don't have enough time to wait. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the public power flows from your private prayer. Your public impact flows from your secret place. The power you show outside or people see in public flows from your prayer altar, your private prayer altar. You know, the Bible says, Jane, I must tell the story. I'm not from that side. So it was sent as though people should know the person. But I don't know the person, but it doesn't matter. The point is that there were a group of people who were with the oil thing, the oil issue in Niger Delta that time. And he was now saying that many of them had fizzled away. So he was asking a brother of his who was gisting, and he said to him, why is it that everybody has fizzled away? This particular man has not. There's this particular man that is still powering. Governor still book appointment to go see him. So he was asking, why is this man still valid? Now I said, you don't know this person. If I told you what he did, you won't be able to do it. Now he's a pastor. The person was telling, if I told you what he does, you won't be able to do it. Of course, he's an occultic person. Do you get? But this person, when he's in his chambers, nobody knocks. Even if you're the president. When he's in his, even if it's weeks, if he had to spend weeks with his, you know, in his secret place. See, even if the president wants to see him, he's not coming out. He's not coming out. He's not coming out. He stays there. He stays there. You know, the darkness takes from light. Amen? Yeah. Darkness can't survive without light. Satan cannot engineer anything now. There's nothing original about Satan. So these people know the secret of being, and they can do it even in the dark world. Well, you see, an average Christian can't even tarry for 1 hour. Can't tarry for 1 hour. Suddenly your bum is on fire. Suddenly your leg, you need to stretch. Suddenly you are thirsty. Suddenly your friend is calling you. Suddenly there's a notification, you have to check it. You can't tarry 1 hour. Jesus said, can't you even stay with me for just an hour? Just 1 hour. But you see, we can do it. Because it's not by power nor by might. It is by the Spirit, says the Lord. You can tarry in God's presence. You can stay. You can stay. He's a loving Father. And as you are beholding, he's pouring his nature into you. So you can go about life victoriously. Why? Your Father is victor himself. You go through life as an overcomer. You go making impact. You know, there's something about when God tells you to walk on a terrain you are not used to. If you know that God sent you there, you are going there as if nothing can ever go wrong. Why am I where God sent me? Because he sends you and he sends resources. Sends help. God wants you to make impact. However, he's calling you to be with him. Spend some more time with him. How about spending another 30 minutes? Just going through scriptures and just saying it and meditating on it. How about spending another 1 hour? How about that? How about not going to that place? You know that by the time you are done going there and back, you'll be so tired you can't pray. And it's also important. How about not going there? How about shutting your phone? I mean, it's already 9 p.m. How about just shutting it off and spend the next 20 minutes just studying the word? How about that? You know, if your phone, if you've off your phone for 24 hours, maybe you know nothing will happen. Do you know that? No, if you don't think it is so, let them thief your phone. They will not steal your phone in Jesus' name. But if anything happens to your phone, sure you will stay. Won't you stay? Will you put your SIM inside your call board and be getting network? Even if you do welcome back, sure you go and buy a phone. You have to go and buy. And by the time you finish the process of buying the phone, getting a SIM, Even if you had the money immediately, at least 1 hour would have passed. Not so. And heaven didn't fall. So I'm saying, are you waiting till you lose your phone? Are you waiting till one virus enter and say, God say, make her come here. Come shut your phone. Make you for here. Do you understand? Why don't we make half the time and listen to God? Spend quality time with God. Quality and quantity time. Glory to God. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The Lord has it tells those who fear him. So the ones that do not know, secret. Amen. So God reveals the deep things in his heart to his people. Glory to God. He reveals it to instructions. And you see that there's this manifold, there's this powerful impact it is making. Little, little, little. You remember what I said? The 20 that you are supposed to be doing. He makes it known to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that scripture I was quoting is Acts 4:13. When the people saw the boldness of Peter and John, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So it wasn't because the Bible says they were uneducated men. Not so. They were not skilled people. They were not educated at all. But they could talk, and people, 3,000 people can come to the knowledge of Christ. That's impact. That's impact. No, you don't have to be, have PhD. You don't have to have all the masters. You don't have to be very well read. Those are all good. Get all the knowledge you can get. Get all the information you can get. Amen. But I'm saying, know God. Know God. Know God. So when we spend time with God, he's so beautiful that his nature rubs off on us. His power begins to flow through us. And his words fill your mouth. That's how you can speak the words he's speaking. You now begin to say, because he's now flowing through you. You are thinking his thoughts. You are liking what he likes. You are hating what he hates. You are speaking what he wants you to speak. Because his life is flowing out of you. His nature is flowing out of you. His wisdom is flowing out of you. Stay with God. Seek his face more than his hand. Praise God. Seek his face more than seek his hand. Then he will trust you to send you. He can trust you to send you. John 15 verse 5. The Bible says, he that abides in me and I in him. It says, the same. Bring forth much fruit. He that abides in me and I in him. That same one brings forth much fruit. Much fruit. Much fruit. Much fruit. Hallelujah. So if you want to bring forth much fruit, start abiding. Start abiding. A branch cannot yield nothing except it stays on the vine. Except it stays on the vine. Except it stays on the vine. So if God is our everything, if God is our everything, all the life, all the nutrients, all the vitality we need to succeed in life is in God. Why don't we stay attached there? And let his life flow through us, producing all the many good things he wants to produce with us. All the great impacts you want to produce with us. Why are we still seeking our own, chasing our choices, chasing our things, the things we think are good for us? Why are we still chasing them? God is good. So I said, number one is what? Intimacy. We've been talking on intimacy. Amen. You're asking, oh, what do you not bring? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the highlight of today's message. Please go be with God. Go be with God. The second thing, write the vision. Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, 2 to 3, it said, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablet, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Praise God. Write the vision. God does not waste instructions. Sometimes God tells you to me like, Rema, Rema, Rema. I said, Rema, it's going away. Rema, 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 Rema. And it's gone. Written nowhere. In the next 2 days, what was that thing that God told you? Hey. Sometimes you're asking the Holy Spirit, he's merciful. He reminds you. You still don't write it down. There are things God has spoken to you. You are clear. This is what God wants me to do. It is written, it is not written anywhere. Write it down. That is why we have pens and books to write down important stuff. Not so. So you can remember them. Write the things the Lord has told you. Write the vision. Make it plain. So as you are reading, you can run. Do you understand? As you look to it again, you can run. You are running a business. You are getting worried. Oh, you go back. That's what Marinka was even teaching on our, that's 2 Sundays ago, right? Last Sunday. Yeah. So if there are visions that when you write them down, you are getting worried. It's not working the way I planned. Lord, what will I do? Should I pack up? But when you go back to the vision that you had written down, you see the reason you started in the first place. And then you receive the strength to push ahead, to push forward. Tell somebody, write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. So God gives visions. Please write them down. He doesn't just give for inspiration's sake. It is an instruction. Please write it down. When he gives you vision, it is your responsibility to document it. Amen? It is your responsibility to document it. Because if you don't write it down, you'll forget. You'll forget. See, things that are not written are easily lost. See, imagine that the Bible we have was not written. Do you understand? God was telling men things and they were not putting it down. How would we have the word we have today? How would we know about God? You see that? So write things down. Write it down. Glory to God. The prophets wrote, Moses wrote, John wrote, you write too. So that generations after you will see what the Lord said to you and they can run with it. So make it clear. Make it, as the Lord is instructing you, write it, make it clear. Ask the Lord for clarity. And when you write things down, as you are reading it, you begin to gain clarity. Praise the Lord. That's why he says, make it plain upon the tables that he that reads will run, or he that may run that read, that he may run that reads it. So writing brings clarity. It turns ideas into direction. Amen. Glory to God. So when you begin to write things down, you see that you begin to define it. And if you define it, you can run with it. So write that ministry the Lord has told you to begin. Write it down. That business idea, write it down. The business plan, write it down. That goal, that message, please note it down. God blesses clarity. He doesn't bless confusion. Glory to God. He brings clarity to confusion. Amen? He brings clarity to confusion. So when you are all confused and all that, it's not the time to step out. It's not the time to start. Glory to God. So that thing the Lord has put in your heart, wait for it. Scripture says the vision is but for an appointed time. You can only wait for it when it is written down. You've not forgotten about it. You can wait for it and can see it come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. The next thing I'd like to get to is courage. 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 Take steps in faith. So now on, you are being with God. Hallelujah. The Lord has said things to you. You are writing them down. You are receiving courage now to take the first step. Hallelujah. You're receiving courage to step out. Is an essential tool for impact. Scripture says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, of course, he has been telling him that, but in the last part, he says, have you not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. He says, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go. God is with you. In all the scripture I've been quoting, is in what? Waiting on the Lord. It is in knowing the Lord. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, because things will come that will make you afraid. In that path, it is God that sent you there. But things will arrive. Things will happen that will want to make you afraid. But it says, do not be afraid, nor be dismissed. Why? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So in that journey I've sent you on, the Lord your God will be with you. I'm not sending you alone. I'm not sending you to go alone. Hallelujah. I'm not sending you to go alone. Be strong. Be strong. Every man, every woman that made him pass in the scriptures, that you see courage. You see courage. I mean, think about David now. That's just hearing a man cursing at his people. He said, who is that? Who is that fellow? Who is that uncircumcised Philistine? Speaking, that's courage. I get it up immediately for battle. He didn't say, let me go and tell my father in case I die. Immediately, he went for it. He went for it. That's courage. That's courage. After God spoke to Joshua about this, he took off. He stepped out. He started leading the people God has called him to lead. But you see, there are things God has instructed you to do. You've not even taken the first step ever because you are afraid. What if it fails? What if they laugh at me? What if it don't work? What if they that? What if it works? Like I always say. The point is, it's not about the what is. It's about God sent me. If he fails, it's not my failure. If God sends you on a journey, that he fails doesn't make it your, it's not you that failed. You know, I read, telling about Kenneth Hagin's stories. Kenneth Hagin will be laying hand on people on the healing line. You know, healing line, then they have camp meetings, people line out, healing line. He'll be laying hand on somebody, the person dies. They come and lay the person on the altar, he continues to the next person. Continues laying hand on the next people. Other people are getting healed. Not be me, they heal. Do you understand? It's not me that is doing. You lay hand on somebody, the person dies. They just carry the dead person and put on the altar, like, and you continue laying hand on the next person. How many persons can do that? We first of all take the shame and swallow it and say, go in peace, everybody, let's mourn. But you will continue laying hand on people and get the next person healed. Get the next person healed. Now this one died. It didn't work for A, doesn't mean work for B. The Lord sent me. I am sure of it. So, I mean, I don't care. There you died. Well, it's your problem. My own is that he sent me to heal the sick. I continue healing. So your last failure does not mean that God didn't send you. It didn't work out the way you planned. Does not mean that God didn't send you. He sent you. Just continue. Leave the failure where that one happened. Continue. Why? God sent you. But it all starts from that being. That courage flows into you from the place of being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it takes courage to step into your assignment. It takes courage to, even when you fail, to move on. Just continue doing. Why? I know God sent me. God sent me. So I just keep going. God did not suggest, try and be strong. He says, be strong. It wasn't a suggestion. Would you try if you can? He says, be strong. Be courageous. I'm saying the same word to you. Be strong. Be courageous. Stop entertaining the fearful thoughts of Satan. Hallelujah. It was those thoughts that Saul, the giant, kept hearing. The rubbish they were saying, he kept swallowing it in. And he became powerless. He couldn't make any impact. When you stay listening to everything people have to say, all the people that failed at it, all the people that didn't work, all the things, you won't do anything. You are draining yourself of courage, of faith to step out. Praise God. So God didn't suggest, he's commanding you to be strong and courageous. You know, being courageous is not a feeling. It's not, I feel it. It's a choice. You choose to have faith. You choose to stand in faith. Even in the midst of your fear, you choose to walk with faith. And choose to walk with faith. Hallelujah. So please go on and exercise courage. Even if you fail, as long as you are sure God sent you, go ahead and exercise courage. Esther had that same courage when he went before the king. I mean, if the king didn't pull out his signet ring, she would die. So, but she went ahead to do that. The three Hebrew boys said, we're not bowing. It means death sentence. But regardless, we're not bowing. We need that kind of courage. Fearlessness. Invasive faith. We don't care what happens. We are going forward regardless. That's who we are as Christians. All the limitations, all the experiences Christ did against fulfilling his ministry, all the things that came against him, he sawed through them. Didn't he have challenges? He did. But he went against them. Why? I know I am doing the will of he that has sent me. He didn't say it will come without challenges. So I'm going regardless. So go regardless of the challenges. Hallelujah. But like I said again, courage is fueled by God's presence. We become courageous when we tarry in his presence. Glory to God. I'm out of time. It's not now. Amen. But you see, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is your light and your salvation. You fear nothing. Hallelujah. So we step out of the boat like Peter did. He took courage. It wasn't just him in the boat. But he said, bid me come. If it is you, bid me come. Remember when I started, I said, at thy word. At thy word. Don't go and be doing fearlessness when God did not send you. Do you understand? Don't go and be trying to pull, I'm courageous, where God didn't send me. Jesus told Peter, come. At thy word, he stepped out of the boat and he started to walk on water. You can do impact. Only hear, come. Hear the word. hear him say things to you, and then you begin to do that. Hallelujah. It was courage that made Daniel stay praying morning, afternoon, and night in a land, even when it has been disclaimed that if you do this, you will face this. He did it regardless. So stand firm, speak out, go for it. Hallelujah. I'll just stop in number four because I'm out of time. So number four is time is short. Get things done fast. That's one word Pastor Angie will say again and again and again and again. She will tell you, go for it very fast. Amen. She said, don't wait. Time is short. Sometimes as believers, there's this attitude that we have eternity. No, we don't. To do the things God has called you to do on earth. No, you don't. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming. You don't have all the time. You don't have all the time to do the things he has called you to do. No, you don't. Today is a good day to start. You don't have all the time. Scripture says, so teach us to number our days. Amen. Psalm 90 verse 12, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You begin to utilize God's words, practicalizing your heart, the things in your life, the things the Lord has told you to do, you are doing them. Time is one of God's greatest gifts. But the truth is that it's running out. Time is running out. No, we are not timeless. God is. We are not timeless. God is. So the more you are postponing doing that thing God has called you to do, the more you're wasting away. You're wasting time. You're not going to get that time back. Hallelujah. Do what God has called you to do. I want to say to every believer here, let your time be holy. Let your time be holy. Let your time be holy. What do you do with your time? What do you do with your time? It's amazing that we can spend hours on Facebook and we can spend 30 minutes in prayer. Like, seriously, think about it. And we are Christians. And our role model prays all night. Prays early in the morning. Prays late at night. Prays every time. Jesus, the Son of God. And we that are limited by flesh, don't pray. Struggle to pray. Every second counts. Tell somebody, every second counts. Time is short. Get on it fast. We're redeeming the time because the days are evil. So get on it. Get on it. Jesus had 3.5 years to fulfill his ministry and he left. Start yours. You don't have all the time. He said, I must walk the walk of he that has called me while it is day. While it is day. Why? Night is coming when no man can walk. No, you will not always have all this chance to walk it. Think about the way you used to run when you were 18. If you are now 50, you are not running that way. Is it not so? Why? This earthen vessel is perishing away. It's going away. There are things you could do when you were younger. You could go on what I was talking with my brother that is yesterday. He said that he was the missions walk they used to go. They will walk hours. He will hardly do it now. Hardly. He can hardly do it now. Walk the walk of he that has called you while it is day. Brethren, we don't have all the time. Time now go pop, pop, pam, 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 tick tock. Because in no distant time, you're going to hear pam, pam, pam. We are off. And we begin to give the account of the works that he has called you to do. And if you're like the one that took your talents and hid it on the ground, and you're bringing it back, and he will ask you, what did you do with this gift and the Holy Ghost I gave you? What did you do with it? We don't have all the time. Do it now. Don't wait for everything to be prepared. You know, Noah started building the ark while it was still shining. He was building the ark. It wasn't raining, yes. There was no cloud anywhere. So don't wait till you see the sign. Oh, I think it's about to happen now. You're not waiting for that. You are not. Press on toward the mark, like Apostle Paul said. Keep pushing. Don't wait to forgive. Do it now. Don't wait to obey God's instructions. Do it now. Don't wait to shine. Don't wait to serve. Serve now. There are some people in this church that have been contemplating wanting to be for the last 6 months, for the last 1 year. They are contemplating, I know God wants me to be in media. But you are still thinking, for the last 1 year, you are still thinking. Last 6 months, you are still thinking. Serve now.
Do it now. Be found faithful in the little the Lord has given to you. Be found faithful in it. Be found faithful in it. In your office, be found faithful. That's how to make lasting impact. That's how to make eternal impact. Be faithful in little. Be faithful in the things God has called you to do. Start now. Start today. Start today. That person you have told that will never forgive you, today is the day you forgive that person. Today is the day you forgive that person. You say, I will never forgive you. Please, forgive that person today. You don't have tomorrow. You only have now. You've not given your life to Jesus. You've not made a decision to stand for Christ Jesus. I mean, today you are shining. Yes, we are burning. And tomorrow you are engaging in all manner of ungodliness. Please, today is a good day to draw the line. Today is a good day to say, Jesus is all you. Today is a good day to just walk away from all filthiness, all ungodliness, and just stay and stick with Jesus. Say, Lord, what you want me to do, I will do. Today is a good day. Today is a good day. Today is a good day. Don't wait till it is too late. And brethren, it can be too late. It can be too late. Do it now. Give now. Do that now. Start that ministry. Write that book now. Start writing. Start writing. Start talking to people. Start pushing. Call that person today. That abandoned project, visit it now. Visit it now. There's no time. Jesus is coming. And there's no perfect time. You know, scripture says that the coming of the Son of Man will be as a thief at night. Well, it shouldn't be for you as a believer. It only comes as a thief for those who are unbelievers. No, now think about it. Why, as a Christian, you are ready every day? So to you, he's not coming as a thief. See, what I'm saying applies to everything you do. In your business, he's coming. When he comes, will he find you faithful? In that your workplace, he will come. God will come. When he comes, will he find you faithful? If you didn't come to work one day, will they miss you? Or will they say, thank God, that troublemaker not come today? If you called in sick, will they be praying, Lord, we can't do this, we can't do it. Please, we'll send her back, send him back. Will they be praying for you to come back? Will they be praying for you to get healed? That's impact. If you're not available, you didn't come to church, will I notice that you're not in church? Is there anybody that will miss you in church? You know, sometimes people get angry. They didn't call me. Are you being serious? Who didn't call you? Who exactly didn't call you? No, who didn't call you? Who have you ever called? Who have you ever visited? Who have you ever ministered to? We make demands of people that we don't give. But it's what you give that you receive. Press down, shake it together. If you don't give nothing for you, you receive nothing. Press down, shake it together, running over. Yes. Think about it now. He that gives sparingly, receives sparingly. When you give generously, it doesn't matter what you are giving. If you give nothing sparingly, give nothing generously, receive nothing generously. It's the word of the Lord now. I'm not making it up. I'm only explaining it to you. It's true. Open up your heart. Let Jesus flow through your heart. Today is a good day. Say, Lord, it's all for you. If you say, give your last pinta of rice, Lord, I'm giving it. Because I know I judge you faithful. You've never failed and you will start today. Give the last part of your life, Lord, I'm giving it. I'm not holding on to anything anymore. That's how we saw. TCC, that's how we saw. We give our all. The eagle does not soar holding a branch. You hold nothing. You will just take off just lift your wings. Lift it. Let the wind carry you. Let the Holy Spirit just carry you. You're not holding on to anything. Oh, I have some money in my bank account. Let me just... You are not holding on to nothing. Do it today. Do it today. Rise up, start the work. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and finish it. It's not just to start it. And finish his work. And finish his work. You have started. Finish. Fight the good fight of faith. Begin to think global. Think impact. You are a woman God has helped. Can you think of the next woman you will impact? Can you think of the next woman who God has delivered? To help get through what God has delivered you from. the things God has saved you from, can you find a person to save from it? To help out of it? You knew God showed you mercy. You knew God taught you. You knew God showed you mercy. He said to tell me that scripture again. That, you know, we pray for our children. You are taught of the Lord and great is your peace. It's not just for children. It's for you. You are God's child. If you are not being taught of God, staying with God, you won't have peace. It's not two different prayers. You're having peace is that you are being taught by God. God is telling you, has been telling you, reach out to these people. Reach out to these young girls. Reach out to this your neighbor. Reach out to these children. Reach out to these people. Be a blessing to these people. And you are still waiting. The time is now. Jesus said, launch into the deep. Cast your net. CCC, launch into the deep. Cast your net. At his word, you are getting ready for a great catch. But if you never launch into the deep, if you never cast your net, there won't be a catch. There won't be a great catch. Open up your heart and receive the word of the Lord. It's no longer about you. Making a legacy is not about you. Walk in love. And reach out to another person. There are people all over this Enugu who don't know where their next meal will come from. Who don't have anybody to talk to. There are children that run away from their town that are sleeping on the streets. You can't reach everybody, right? But together we can reach more people. That's why there's the power in the company. Who are your company? Who are your company? Who are your company? Who are your company? When you don't come to church, is there somebody that is in your company you reach out to when somebody doesn't come to church? Is there somebody in your company you miss? I didn't see this my company, this my church member in church. Let me reach out to them. Are there people you plan to give to? You bought, you know, somebody gifted you a bag of onions. Did you give to somebody? Did you bring two bulbs to give to one person? Your neighbor. Impact gives. Christians give. The Lord is calling us to be givers. Give your life. Give everything. Please rise to your feet. When the Lord visits your business, would he find you faithful that he will want to pour out a billion naira in that business? Or would you have been stealing from people? Hallelujah. Would he find you faithful? Will he come and meet that this is your day of visitation and you are not missing? Please, I want you to talk to God. I've said that the highlight of today is intimacy. Intimacy with God. 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 I really want to make emphasis on this. Please don't do life alone. One will chase 1,000, or two will chase 10,000. Bible did not say two will chase 2,000 or 5,000. It said two will chase 10,000. That math is mind-blowing. It's spiritual. But don't do life alone. When you are a small unit in church, it's for your spiritual growth. Maximize it. You have their mothers, their fathers here. There are spiritual people in TCC here. There are sisters, there are brothers who love God and they are chasing after him. Don't do life alone. Oh, don't do life alone. 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 Talk to somebody. Pray with me. Help me. I'm struggling with this. Will you stand with me in prayers? Will you help me pray with it about this? Contribute to other people's life. Say, I want to pray. Let's pray about this matter. Let's pray about it. Don't do life alone. Don't do life alone. Don't do life alone. Corporately, we can chase 10,000. I mean, we can chase millions, really. We can chase millions, really. Please talk to God and say, Lord, help me. Make that commitment to go back to that place of intimacy. Go back to that place of prayer. Listen, even if it's 20 minutes, just first of all, start. Commit to it. Even if it's 20 minutes, do it consistently. He wants you to pray throughout the day. He wants you to keep conscious, but the time of devotion fuels your praying throughout the day. Your time of devotion fuels your ability to pray throughout the day. You are a Christian. That's who you are. A believer. A child of God. Your life will never be the same way the people of the world are. It will never be. Things won't work for you the way it works for the world. So pray. Just submit your life totally to God. Make that commitment to him. Say, Lord, I'm freeing myself to soar on the wings of the Spirit. on the wings of the Spirit. On the wings of the Spirit. Yeah, I'm taking out the time. Shutting my phone. Shutting out conversations, chattings, all of that. I'm shutting it out. I just want to know the direction you have me go. And receive the strength and the courage to go. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.